This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, you guys are in for a treat this morning. David Noble, you know, usually joins us every Thursday, but he's taken this morning off, and I thought, man, these guys, you know, they love every Thursday in the 7 o'clock hour so much. I got to bring something to the table here. So I thought, all right, put up the bat signal, call in the Joker, John Jackson, the Joker from X. Yeah, usually, if you guys are able to stick around for the 8, 9 o'clock hours on Tuesday, he's able to join us on the show, but we brought him in for the early risers here this morning. John, the bat signal is up and the Joker is out. Great to have you on the show this morning. Thanks for freeing up some time.
I saw it come up, and, you know, I went right over to the bat pole, slid right down, jumped in the Batmobile, and here I am.
I hope you put on some clothes first, at least.
Boxers. Just have boxers on.
The old 90s flannel plaid boxers from back in the day. All right. Well, either way, he's ready to roll. He's got his skivvies on. He's up and rolling with you here this morning in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. You know, a couple of the things that we've typically done when David's with us every Thursday is we do a woke update of the week. And then we try to look for a – it's not hard. We look for a Trump W of the week. I thought somebody had a great point. I think it was one of your friends on X. They said for the Trump W of the week, for the Trump win of the week, it is definitely you know, in the hallway at the White House where they have all the presidential portraits, Joe Biden's portrait has now been replaced with the auto pen.
Oh, hilarious. I just saw that yesterday. And they go down, like, they use a camera shot where they just take the camera very slowly down the row, and they're showing all the pictures of the presidents. And it goes from, you know, Obama to the first Trump. And then there's the auto pen.
And it's encased in the gold frame with the white background, like all of these other official portraits. Yeah, that's probably going to be, for anybody that actually makes it inside the White House, I think that will probably be the most photographed, the most visited place in the White House. I saw Rachel Campos Duffy, who, you know, has been the host of Fox and Friends on the Weekend Edition. She just posted a selfie next to the auto pen portrait. That's going to be the most visited place in the White House, I think, in the weeks to come.
Well, you know, President Trump, with his, he knows how psycho the left is out there now, and he knows how much they despise him. So he, through that, he became pretty much the troll in chief. I mean, the guy is like Jedi level troll. I mean, he knows exactly how to push their buttons and drive them crazy.
Well, and of course, you can already anticipate the pearl clutching coming from their side. Oh, this is such a breach of presidential decorum. How dare he replace a photograph with this photograph? And it's like, okay, maybe you could have had an argument 10 years ago. But we've seen everything you guys did to launch a coup against the president of the United States, weaponizing government against him, you know, raiding his home, using the FBI to raid his home. So I don't think any of us are going to clutch our pearls over a simple portrait being placed in the White House. All right, John Jackson, the Joker from X, with us for the full hour, taking your phone calls as well. Back right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Lots of sunshine in store for today with high temperatures reaching up into the lower 80s. Then for tonight, under mostly clear skies, we'll dip into the upper 40s for Bozeman, but mid-50s for Billings for tonight. Friday, mostly sunny skies, will ease back to the upper 70s for Billings with some low to mid-70s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
This is House Call for Health. A recall of potentially radioactive shrimp expands as the FDA investigates potential sources of contamination. Food manufacturer Aquastar Corp. announcing a recall of more than 157,000 additional pounds of shrimp sold at Kroger locations and various other stores over concerns of being radioactively contaminated with cesium-137, a byproduct of nuclear reactions. The latest recall includes about 85,000 bags of Kroger's raw colossal easy peel shrimp, Mercado cooked smoked medium peeled tail-off shrimp and Aquastar peeled tail-on shrimp skewers. The products were sold from June 12th to September 17th in more than 30 states. The Food and Drug Administration says the primary health concern would be from long-term exposure. Consumers are urged to dispose of the products immediately or return them to the place of purchase for a refund. You can get more information on the recall at FDA.gov. Or for more health news, go to FoxNewsHealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
More money, more problems. Why does that seem to be the case with public schools in places like Minnesota? They got more money than places like Mississippi, yet they got more problems in their public schools. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. The National School Report Card is out, and the grades are not good, but they're a little better in Montana than elsewhere across the country. We're going to talk about that and more Thursday's Montana Talks right here, statewide, 9 to 10.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I bet if I had to place a bet right now to say which story John Jackson wants to start with this morning, I'll bet it's this Daily Caller story that I've got in front of me. I mean, it may not be the Daily Caller story, but the subject of this Daily Caller story that I'm looking at, I'll bet you that is the story John wants to talk about first thing here this morning. Before we get to that, though, John, the other thing I was thinking about for a Trump W of the week, if it wasn't the auto pen story, if folks want something of a little more substance, you and I were talking on Tuesday, and while we were live on the air, President Trump was wrapping up his speech at the United Nations General Assembly in New York City, and you did a great job flagging that news, mentioning what Trump was talking about, and so we played some of the sound bites in real time on the show. His speech at the UN, clearly a massive win, a massive victory this week. I mean, he hammered everything from illegal immigration, and not just illegal immigration, but migration, period, and how it's destroying Europe right now, how it's destroying the broader Western world. He went after the climate alarmists and more.
And, you know, what we didn't get to, what we really didn't hear about on Tuesday was how these dirtbags at the UN intentionally stopped the escalator of the President of the United States and the First Lady as they got on the escalator there at the UN, and then also intentionally sabotaged his teleprompter. And this is not only, it's not only a security concern, but it shows their lack of respect for the President of the United States. And in my opinion, he should hold up all funding until the people that did this are identified, fired, and expelled from the United States.
Yeah, in fact, Caroline Leavitt. So the third thing that happened, I mentioned those two things yesterday later on in the morning, but the third thing that happened was they also messed with the translators. So when the translators were translating his speech, they messed around with the translation as well, so that a lot of people in the room apparently couldn't even hear his speech. So now some people might say, okay, the escalator stopped working, but the teleprompter had problems. But Caroline Leavitt, they exposed it. There was an article in a UK newspaper last week quoting employees for the UN saying that they were going to stop the escalator, shut down the escalator, and then blame it on the lack of funding. And so they had already tipped their hand that they deliberately, intentionally did this. So I'm with you. I hope it just puts even more fire in the belly of Donald J. Trump to stop funding this anti-American outfit.
It's the political equivalent of your child giving you the finger. It cannot be tolerated. I mean, there has to be consequences for this.
Or worse, you know, saying something bad to mama. You know, it's like you can say something bad to me, but you say something bad to mama, there's bigger consequences for that, right? Let's see. But speaking of the UN, you know, Trump hammered the climate alarmists at the UN and basically exposed them for for their fake predictions and how they predicted, you know, all these catastrophic things to happen, and then their predictions never came true. Newly recently confirmed UN Ambassador Mike Waltz, a retired Green Beret, former congressman out of Florida, he was on, I think, Fox News talking about just what a great job President Trump did calling out the climate alarmists at the UN.
They need to stop all of this woke nonsense. There are 7 UN agencies focused on climate change. There was a commission called the George Floyd Commission where Biden allowed UN investigators to come into U.S. cities and pass judgment on our judges and policing with countries like North Korea and Venezuela weighing in. They need to get, as the president has said, they need to get back to basics, stopping wars, preventing wars, helping him, as the Secretary General pledged yesterday, helping him craft these peace deals. And then, you know, separately, there has to be, there's some people saying just get the heck out, walk away. But there has to be one place in the world where everybody can get together and talk.
You got stuff done.
The president had 150 world leaders there yesterday, and he powered through the teleprompter nonsense. But 150 world leaders listening to him, to his vision on immigration, on energy independence, and on his vision for world peace.
Anyway, 7 different offices, you heard it there, John, at the UN focused on climate change. Your reactions to that and more.
Yeah, these groups like UN and NATO were formed back in the day when these countries that were members of them were actually our allies. And people have to understand that that is no more. I mean, the vast majority of the countries involved there are not, they're actively our enemies. They plot against the overthrow of the United States every day. And absolutely, we should cut all funding and get that building out of the United States. Put it somewhere. Put it out on an island in the Pacific. I mean, who cares? They don't do anything anyway. What's the point of us funding that to the tune of $13 billion a year?
All right, John, 30 seconds to go before the break. What's the one story you would start with this morning? If I said, John, what do you want to talk about? What was the one story you were or would start with?
Oh, you know what it is, Aaron, and that is the pending possible indictment of James Comey.
I was right. I knew it. So the Daily Callers, that's why I had to at least, you know, give some shred of evidence that I was onto this. So the Daily Caller story that I've got right in front of me right now, Stephen Miller says multiple charges could be coming for James Comey. I knew that was going to be the story John was going to want to talk about here this morning. All right, we'll talk about that one coming up next. And we're taking your phone calls, 406-294-0970.
Donald Trump's America.
President Trump says the European Union must immediately cease all energy purchases from Russia to put pressure on Moscow to end its war in Ukraine. Energy Secretary Chris Wright says the U.S. is ready to supply Europe's energy demands.
They are weaning themselves off. They have a plan to do it in about another 21 months. We're saying we can do it tomorrow.
Wright spoke on the Fox News Rundown podcast.
We want to supply energy to our allies, get them off relying on their foes, and starve the Russian war machine.
The EU has reduced gas and oil purchases from Russia, but continues to import some energy to prevent shortages. Wright concedes buying American natural gas will be more expensive, but says there is economic upside for the natural gas industry to develop in Europe. President Trump also criticized Europe's clean energy initiatives, calling the carbon footprint a hoax. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August.
Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck, listen, and subscribe.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you. But it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
During the month of August, the 24 major milk-producing U.S. states produced over 18 billion pounds, up 3.3% from 2024. Production per cow in these regions averaged 2,068 pounds for August, 28 pounds above last year. The number of milk cows in these regions was just over 9.08 million head, 172,000 more than last year, and 7,000 head above July 2025. U.S. egg production also totaled 8.9 billion eggs in August, 2% below 2024. Production included over 7.6 billion table eggs and 1.3 billion hatching eggs. As we look to cattle prices compared to last week, steers and heffers sold $5 to $10 lower. I haven't said that in a while. Going through the ring, they were about $5 to $10 lower as demand was moderate to good and moderate supply was seen. Buyers built loads as smaller packages are finding their way to the marketplace and taking a few pennies off per pound for those smaller lots. Across the north central region, including Montana, 600 to 700-pound steers this week were priced at $3.99 a pound, down from $4.10 the previous week. 7 to 8 weights priced at $3.76 a pound. I'm Lane Nordlund.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, that's so funny. When I opened up there before the break and said, okay, John, what's the one story you want to start with today? I knew it. The moment I saw this story that Stephen Miller says multiple charges could be coming for former FBI Director James Comey, I was like, oh, man, I know John Jackson's going to want to talk about this one. I've got some highlights from Sean Hannity's program last night. He had former FBI agent Nicole Parker on the program and, of course, Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett as well. John, you and I were kind of talking about this a little bit during the break here. This story really broke wide open. It sounds like James Comey knows something is coming, and so it sounds like him or somebody on his legal team must have leaked something to MSNBC, and now they are in a panic.
Yeah, that's how it normally happens in these type of white-collar public cases. The DOJ will probably give you or your attorney a target letter, and then they're even likely to communicate to your attorney that, hey, expect to be indicted in the next couple of weeks. And there is no one out there that deserves it more than that rat SOB, James Comey. I mean, and go back over the last 9 or 10 years, who has been a bigger government villain than this guy? I mean, generated the whole Russia hoax against the president and then has spent the last however many years lying about it. He used his guys to set up and con Michael Flynn. He is a sleazebag. And what they're going to guide him on is lying to Congress in September of 2020. And this is just barely going to beat out the statute of limitations.
Yeah, because the people who believe that Comey should be indicted over the FISA abuse and lying about that to justify the spy operation, what he did to the general as well, you know, President Trump's former national security director, General Michael Flynn, was just outrageous. It was so anti-American. He deliberately set him up and faked that whole thing. And, of course, eventually Flynn, you know, got off of all of it. A lot of people don't know that. But that was all, you know, Comey was and Comey was bragging about setting up General Michael Flynn, an American patriot who has served his country so admirably. And anyway, yeah, Kevin Cork had a story late last night. Let me just play that one as a little bit of a scene setter for our listeners here. Yeah, apparently, let's see, the news came out, the Department of Justice weighing an indictment here against former FBI Director James Comey.
President Trump's handpicked U.S. attorney in Virginia, Halligan, is reportedly planning to ask a grand jury in the coming days to indict former FBI Director James Comey for allegedly lying to Congress. The probe centers on whether he lied during his September 30th, 2020 testimony about his handling of the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Under federal law, prosecutors have exactly 5 years to bring a charge. The five-year mark in this instance occurs next Tuesday. Still, critics note that a months-long investigation into Comey by a since-removed DOJ prosecutor failed to establish probable cause of a crime.
All right. So, yeah. So, John, yeah, statute. We're still within the statute of limitations on this one. The FISA abuse was outside of the statute of limitations unless they could tie that into some sort of ongoing conspiracy.
I tell you, I'm uniquely familiar with guys like James Comey. I worked for guys like him, unfortunately, for years. And this is the very guy that if you, as his employee, had done a tenth of what he did, he would have you fired and prosecuted and slander your name forever. This is a guy who spent so many years of his life up at the top of the pyramid, first in DOJ and then at FBI, that he has that attitude that he is the law and he makes up the law. The law is his to move as he sees fit, and none of it applies to him.
Yeah, and the way he's profiting off of all of this, book deals, consultancy deals, the swamp, the liberal media mob, you know, absolutely adores the guy. So he's profiting off of besmirching the FBI and really undermining this country. Let's see, Sean Hannity had this intro as he was talking with Nicole Parker, a former FBI special agent.
So this is how I see this going down today. He likely got a target letter, Nicole. You can explain to people what that is. That was likely leaked to MSDNC. He knows that it would be about false statements because we know the people that the House Oversight Committee have interviewed. The grand jury meets tomorrow. It would either be tomorrow or Tuesday if, in fact, an indictment came, in all likelihood, maybe Friday. And that the statute of limitations, as Kevin said, are up. So you're very familiar with this process. Let's get into it.
Right. So first of all, I'm also very familiar with James Comey because I worked under him when he was the FBI director. And I can tell you that in talking to current and former FBI special agents, this is something that those at the FBI want to see more than anybody, frankly.
All right. We'll hold it right there. Back in 60. There's also the whole lying to Congress thing that we just heard about there in the Fox News update, right?
Yeah, and they all did that, Comey, Clapper, Brennan. And the really nasty part of it is what you heard is when they got taken back, but you heard this from congressmen, they would do the public testimony, which all of them lied. But then they would go in the back room, you know, where they would do those secure briefings. And back in the back room, they were telling them the truth. Like Brennan was back in the back room telling them all, no, we don't have a single piece of evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. No, we don't really know. We had no evidence of it, blah, 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 blah. But meanwhile, out in front of the Congress and on the media, they're telling everybody for years that Trump was in bed with Russia and he cheated the election.
Yeah, I want to just play another quick soundbite here from Nicole Parker, this former FBI special agent who was on with Hannity last night. She was talking about how so many of her fellow FBI agents want to see Comey prosecuted. And then she added this. Oh, let me rewind it just a second. There we go.
Unless you were one of what they call Comey's homies, which there were individuals at the FBI, Sean, that actually adored Comey. They had mugs and they said literally Comey's homies on them and T-shirts and all these things. Look, that's ridiculous. Everybody else at the FBI knows that James Comey is the one that really brought down the entire FBI, which it has never recovered from. You know, when someone receives a target letter, they're basically being put on notice. You're being looked at. They haven't actually been charged. And so what I think should happen, in my opinion, is that if James Comey lied under oath, Title 18, United States Code, Section 1621, is perjury, lying to Congress under oath, that is a federal violation, or Title 18, U.S. Code 1001, making a false statement made to a federal officer or to a body, which could include Congress, making a material and made knowingly a false statement, he could also be charged with that.
All right, John, Comey's homies. I picture like some 1990s rap T-shirt, and it's James Comey with Kilmore, Abrego Garcia, and some of these other criminal illegal aliens who have, who else would be on Comey's homies T-shirt?
You know, what we've talked about on your program before, Aaron, about how, you know, the most evil men out there in politics today all have this profile, and it's this beta, squishy little, what would you call it, effeminate male, and that's Comey. Comey's another one. Listen to him talk. Look at his Instagram. Look at his social media. He's yet another one of these. He might be 6'7", but he's a beta, little effeminate, swishy boy.
Too much soy in the lattes there. All right. Well, we're going to get into the phone calls right after this. We've got Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Looks like he wants to talk about this ICE shooter down in Texas. We need to get to that story as well. So, Rock, look forward to hearing your thoughts right after. For this quick break, phone lines are open. Plus, I'll check the messages on the Montana Talks app. You can send us a message there.
Hi, morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I was a little late throwing my headset back on. I had to print up a woke update of the week here to get to as well, even though David Noble's taking the morning off. We got John Jackson, the Joker from X, covering down. And of course, we need to keep up the woke updates of the week, so we'll get John Jackson's take on that. First, though, let's get to a couple of callers on the phone lines. Rock calling in from the middle of nowhere. Great to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning, yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
I said, yeah, good morning, go ahead.
Oh, okay, yeah, the guy, the ICE shooter down there that I guess randomly just shot in the van, and who was he after ICE agents, and who did he kill? The people that he is supposedly, you know, trying to defend. It's like know your target and beyond, you know, one of the firearm rules. But the weird thing is, both with Charlie Kirk and this guy, I haven't heard a thing about gun control. It's kind of strange that you don't hear anything about gun control when they're shooting at, you know, like ICE or killing Charlie Kirk. Or shooting at the president, you don't hear anything about gun control.
Yeah, you certainly heard about it from these nut jobs celebrating the assassination, but you're right. It seems like it's been somewhat absent from the mainstream media coverage as it typically would be before. Interesting observation. Rock, thanks for the phone call. Yeah, if you guys hadn't heard the tragic news here, I mean, look, we all disagree with, you know, illegal aliens invading this country, but, you know, they're getting due process, which is processed out of this country, but they don't deserve to be, you know, gunned down on American soil. But look at this. Isn't it ironic here that the very people who claim to care so much about these people are now you've got one of these guys who just gunned down one of these people. It's just the height of irony there, isn't it? Let's go next. Yeah, Rock, thanks for the call. Caden, go ahead and send us. I think we've got Matt in Billings calling in as well. We'll sneak in Matt in Billings, and then we'll get John Jackson's take on both callers and what they have to say. Matt, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
I was just thinking when you guys were talking about who else would be on James Comey's T-shirt. You could have, like, Vanilla Ice, because James Comey looks like a broke white Vanilla Ice, and then you have like a Hunter Biden on a T-shirt as well. But a more serious note, like I was thinking about that when during one of your breaks, when the Fox News was talking about Tuesday's deadline of the 5-year for the Congress thing, is like, you know, through the previous administration, the House, we listened, and I listened to it religiously, a ton of hearings of different officials that come through there and lied to them or mislead them. And there's not been any accountability. Yet on the other side, we have from Peter Navarro to Bannon and to the ultimate guy, Donald Trump a lot of consequences or potential consequences for their actions. Well, these people have actually went out and committed different crimes. And if they are not prosecuted, that's selective prosecution. And that also loses the public trust in law enforcement. And that's the other problem with illegal immigration is when they come across that border illegally, that's a crime. And if you don't enforce those laws, how can you go enforce Joe Blow for going 35 and a 30?
Yeah, good point. Great point. Yeah, especially, all around. Yeah, John Jackson, your thoughts. And Matt, thanks for the call.
Oh, it's singing my tune. That's the tune we've been singing for almost a year. All of the villains and the criminals from the Biden regime have to be charged and go to jail. If it does not happen, they are going to crank this up to 11 the next time. It is just basic law enforcement, basic criminal justice. But to what Rock said, I mean, I'll give you a rundown on this, Aaron. In the last two weeks, Charlie Kirk was assassinated. A gun control activist shot up an ABC station in California. ICE agents have been shot and detainees killed in Texas. Mourners for Charlie Kirk were hurt in Arizona. An explosive device was placed under a local Fox TV van in Nevada. A federal facility in Oregon was vandalized, and employees were assaulted by protesters. When are we going to do something definitively de una buena vez about these domestic communist terrorists in our country?
Yeah, no, great point. In fact, that kind of reminds me of another story that we've got out there about, President Trump declaring Antifa as an official terrorist organization. Another Daily Caller story says this. It looks like Congress could finally be getting serious about violent radical left networks. But back to your point here, yeah, I mean, the Federalist has a couple of stories here that caught my eye. Three more left-wing attacks follow Charlie Kirk's murder. And they mentioned some of the stories that you just covered right there as well. Obviously, there's more than just three, though, when you really start documenting this stuff. And then in the meanwhile, the Democrats will not apologize. They refuse to apologize for comparing ICE to the Gestapo, for calling ICE Nazis, for calling ICE agents fascists. And then there was Jasmine Crockett, old Jazzy Crockett. Here's what that Texas Democrat congresswoman had to say.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols. Now, I never lived through the slave patrol period, but if you know the history of policing in this country, then you understand that they were born out of slave patrols.
You know, isn't that the same Jazzy Crockett, John, who talked about the reason why she wants all these illegal aliens in this country is because she needs somebody to pick all the cotton? So if ICE is being compared to slave patrols, maybe that's because they're taking, the Democrats' slaves away and the Democrats' slave labor away when they deport these criminal illegal aliens.
Let's start that clip over again there, Aaron, shall we? As somebody who understands history, I'm not going to say I'm real confident in Jazzy Crockett's grasp of history. I'm just not going to go there.
To your point, though, and look, there needs to be accountability. I'm one of those. Look, is there a lot of rhetoric out there that is helping to foment this political violence? Hard to argue with that, right? But also, at the end of the day, I blame actions, not rhetoric. And the more we see disaction or inaction against these left-wing violent extremists, we're going to continue to see more political violence in the streets of America. And that's why action needs to be taken against these radical left-wing violent extremist organizations.
Hey, real quick, Aaron, our friend Niz Nelly, who was plagiarized then by libs of TikTok, has been reporting on this MSU professor that I think you are also reporting on. Her name is Samantha Balemba Brownlee, who teaches criminal justice at MSU is yet another one of these people cheering on the death of Charlie Kirk. And so far, the university is refusing to do anything about it.
Well, she's been placed on leave. Yeah, I had a big rant at the top of the 6 o'clock hour of this show. For those of you who missed it, my rant was kind of twofold here. This story, actually, I think, yeah, you mentioned Niz Nelly had shared it. Libs of TikTok eventually shared it. Kat in eastern Montana shared this. So this is a Montana State University Northern, so an MSU Northern professor in Haver, Samantha Balemba Brownlee. Balemba Brownlee is now pretending to be the victim. She has been placed on leave. I confirmed that with the Office of the Commissioner of Higher Education. KRTV actually reported this like a week ago and confirmed that she had been placed on leave. And it was interesting that none of the other affiliate TV stations that are part of the same TV network as KRTV, I don't think any of them shared the KRTV story. Like, they refused to even cover this big story about a professor in Haver, Montana, cheering on the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The Liberal Lee newspapers, John, refused to cover the story. But now they have a story over, what, a week later. But they're not covering the story. They're covering for this far-left professor who's not even an American citizen, and they're trying to paint her as the victim. She needs to be deported.
And you could read that story, but they have the whole thing behind a paywall now.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're already going down the crapper. These lead newspapers are about, you know, quarter-inch thick. You know, you could spit through that newspaper now. It's so tiny. And anything you want to read online is behind a paywall. And, you know, like we've always said, Aaron, I am going to make sure and live long enough to see them all enrolling in Barber College.
Yeah, it really is. It is absolutely pathetic. The Liberal Lee newspapers refused to cover this story when it actually first broke. But now they're covering for a foreign citizen who celebrated a political terrorist assassination on American soil and trying to paint her as the victim. Yeah, revoke the visa, get her out of this country. We've had better Canadians sent home who weren't doing anything wrong. Why should she be able to stay? Back after this.
Anyone can follow. It takes something special to be an original. Which is why the 2025 Lincoln Navigator SUV arrives with new ways of surrounding you in luxury, including the ultra-wide 48-inch panoramic display and the multi-sensory Lincoln Rejuvenate experience. A true original never stops evolving. So meet the 2025 Navigator, the original that's all new and better than ever. Learn more at Lincoln.com. Lincoln and Navigator are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.
Fox News commentary.
A Michigan mayor told an American citizen he's not welcome in his own city. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
The world of business moves fast. Stay on top of it with the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday. Fox Business reporters, anchors, and hosts will bring you beneath the stock market speculation and boardroom drama to tell you about the biggest business stories of today. Whether you're on Main Street or Wall Street, Fox Business is invested in you.
Listen to the Fox Business Rundown every Monday and Friday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
At a Dearborn City Council meeting, a longtime resident and American citizen stood up and voiced concern over newly installed street signs honoring Osama Sablani, publisher of the Arab American News. He pointed out that Sablani has a history of praising terrorist groups like Hezbollah and Hamas and shouldn't be honored. While Dearborn's Mayor Abdullah Hamoud, a public servant who's supposed to represent all of Dearborn, not just its Muslim population, unloaded on him. He called him a racist and an Islamophobe, and he had the audacity to tell an American citizen he's not welcome in his own city for daring to question whether taxpayer-funded honors should go to someone with a history of praising anti-American terrorist groups. That's not just offensive, it's BS. When an elected official tells dissenting citizens to get out because they disagree with him, that is not leadership. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my show, Tommy Lahren is Fearless, at OutKick.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. Lots of sunshine in store for today with high temperatures reaching up into the lower 80s. Then for tonight, under mostly clear skies, we'll dip into the upper 40s for Bozeman, but mid-50s for Billings for tonight. Friday, mostly sunny skies, will ease back to the upper 70s for Billings with some low to mid-70s for Bozeman. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Hey, there is a debate in the race for mayor of the city of Billings and a forum for Billings City Council candidates. Plus, endorsements are now coming out for these important city elections right around the corner. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Go to MontanaTalks.com. You can see who is endorsed for mayor and city council by the Yellowstone County Republican Women. The full list is out. Go
to Asperio because they use only the best technology and your new smile will make you thrilled. Learn more at Billings Oral Surgery.
Big topics, big ideas, big sky, Montana Talks.
Oh, okay. I had my mic. Here I am yapping. I had my microphone off. All right. Sorry about that, Caden. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, here's the good news for you. I don't have any guests scheduled for the 8 o'clock hour. That means you get to be our guest in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Phone lines are open for the entire 8 o'clock hour if you got something you want to talk about. Meanwhile, big thanks to John Jackson, the Joker from X, for filling in for David Noble here in the 7 o'clock hour on this Thursday. It's always great to have the Joker on, and I know everybody looks forward to David Noble as well, so that's why I thought, man, we got to bring something today. We got to bring something on a Thursday. Before we get back to John, though, here for a second, I got to tell you about some big guns out there. Great family. This is a veteran-owned, family-owned business. Ron Gunn is the owner of High Caliber Plumbing, and they've got, you know, a ton of experience. Not only is Ron Gunn the owner of High Caliber Plumbing, but his two sons work for the company as plumbers as well. They cover the Billings, Bridger, Red Lodge, Columbus, and surrounding areas. They've been doing that since 2005. But you're going to want to get a hold of them. I mean, not only if you have some emergency plumbing services, but if you're looking at getting some of those Rinnai tankless water heaters installed, you got to do it before the end of the year because a tax credit is going away. And these guys with High Caliber Plumbing are officially certified to install Rinnai tankless water heaters. They can also do the radiant heating system installations as well, so you can have some warm bathroom floors as we head into the fall and the winter season here in Montana. Check them out, highcaliberplumbing.com. All right, John, the government shutdown, Chuck Schumer, it's going to be the Schumer shutdown. We're less than a week now when the government might shut down. I know on Tuesday you said, hey, if it has to happen, let it happen, but pretty outrageous what the Democrats are demanding.
Yeah, they want $1.4 trillion in new spending to include free health care for illegals, you know, billions more for these ridiculous overseas foreign aid projects like civic engagement in Zimbabwe and climate resilience in Honduras, you know. And more COVID bonus payments. You remember back for 4 years under Joe Biden, you know, if we didn't have the presidency, we could have the House, we could have the Senate, but if we didn't have that presidency, by God, we had to do what the Democrats wanted to do, right? Gosh, gee whiz, what are we going to do, right? Yeah. But see, now that we have all three of the branches, now we're supposed to do what they want to do? No.
Yeah, we're always supposed to compromise with them. They're never forced to compromise with us. Yeah, we're done with those games. We're done with that BS. Here's a quick soundbite from Stephen Miller talking about what the Democrats are trying to get.
Well, the Democrats are demanding free health care for illegal aliens. Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries have been clear. They will not fund law enforcement. They will not fund the military. They will not fund public safety. They will not fund the operations of the federal government that your tax dollars pay for unless they get free health care for illegal aliens. That is the biggest losing message and the biggest losing argument in American history. We will see if there's enough Democrat senators who are dumb enough to follow Chuck Schumer off the edge of that cliff.
Yeah, John, it's like these Democrats learned nothing in the 2024 elections.
I'm going to just go ahead and come out here on your show, Aaron, and just have a reveal that I have a serious man crush on Stephen Miller, just so everyone knows that. Yeah. It's a bromance.
Did you see his wife? She was on with Jesse Waters, and it was hilarious. You know, she used to work in Montana. She worked for Senator Steve Daines, but she said that every morning when Stephen Miller wakes up, he and her, they have this big speech about how they're going to crush the left today. That's how they start their morning. And then she joked about how apparently he's a sexual matador, whatever that means. Sandy, that's pretty funny. All right, John, thanks for filling in for David. Great to have you on the show.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
I got it.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary, and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.